New Jersey Governor Chris Christie's State of the State speech today had themes we've heard on the campaign trail recently.
Here in New Jersey, we've achieved historic reforms, and our state has never been better prepared to face the future. Leaders who step up and take risks can make the biggest difference. Let's not start taking steps backwards. Now, Washington, that's not true. All we're going to hear tonight about the big challenges we face as a nation is a lot of hot air, not only from Congress, but from the White House as well. The State of the Union will not be a call to action tonight. It'll be a fantasy wish list by a president who's failed us.
I'm Tom McDonald, and this is NewsWorks Tonight. Dave Heller is off this evening. Joining me to review the governor's performance is John Reitmeier. He's budget and public finance writer at njspotlight.com. John, though billed as a state of the state, was this essentially a presidential stump speech?
Yeah, certainly the speech today was delivered in Trenton, but for sure the issues that the governor touched on and stressed in the speech tied in nicely with the themes of his campaign. You know, he attacked President Obama and Congress. He talked about repealing a major tax. He railed against public employees. A lot of the similar points that he's been hitting as he's tried to gain traction as a national candidate over the last several months.
As a matter of fact, Christie came out swinging against a proposed constitutional amendment that requires payments into the public pension system, saying all the state's other expenses, education, public safety, health care, everything would take a back seat. He called it, in his words, a road to ruin, said huge increases in either income or sales taxes would be needed to fund it, and then placed the blame squarely on the legislators in the room. Let's listen to the governor.
Who are you going to steal the money from in New Jersey? Now, please don't tell me millionaires. Don't further insult the intelligence of New Jerseyans, because I'm going to give it to them straight. Take your millionaire surcharge, $600 million. On the best day of the year, it's $600 million. So, even a lawyer can do this math. Where do you go for the other $2.4 billion?
John, how'd that play in the state capitol?
Well, I can tell you from speaking to lawmakers afterward, not very well.
Now, remember, we're a family radio station.
Especially on the other side of the aisle. And what they'll say is what Christie did not say in the speech today is that in 2011, he agreed with lawmakers in a landmark reform bill that sought to do a number of things to shore up the pension system, but one of them was to increase state funding. He ended up not living up to that promise, even though employees are paying more. In addition, the schedule that the lawmakers have proposed as part of this constitutional amendment that they want to put before voters in November includes a good deal of a schedule that Christie has put out himself to get the pension system back on track here in New Jersey. So certainly lawmakers were unhappy to hear the governor vilify the constitutional amendment without acknowledging that they used some of his own numbers, and also that we wouldn't be in the predicament that we're in right now in New Jersey if Christie had lived up to the promise that he made in 2011 in terms of funding the pension system.
And put the money in year after year instead of holding back, as he had been saying. He did mention a few scare tactics, I would say, or 10% sales tax, 20%+ increase in the state wage tax to fill the hole. I imagine that's not playing too well either.
Well, and again, if we get to the details for just a second, what the constitutional amendment proposes is a ramp up to those bigger numbers, not all in one big payment. So the notion that this would all be accomplished in one big payment did not tell the whole story. And in addition, when we talk about the state budget in general, New Jersey has a large structural deficit. So in essence, everything is sort of competing against each other because politicians here have promised more than they have the money to pay for.
And with elections coming up in 2 years, everybody's going to be ramping up for that too.
And we already see that in the state house now. You have Democrats getting ready to run when the governor reaches his term limit. And you have lawmakers already jockeying to fill the leadership void that's been created by Christie's frequent absences as he runs for the president last year and into this year now.
And you're also going to see people who are going to run to replace Christie coming out of the woodwork anytime now.
We've already seen that. We've seen some of the prominent Democrats, including Senate President Steve Sweeney, a Democrat from South Jersey, stepped forward. He's the sponsor of the constitutional amendment on pension funding, and already start to take public positions in anticipation of 2017, which is a long way away, but in political life, it's really not that far away.
Real quick, John, one of the other things the governor brought up was drug treatment, talking about converting a closed prison into a drug treatment facility.
Yeah, and this was a big theme today, and it's something that Christie has used effectively both here in New Jersey and on the campaign trail nationally to sort of soften his image. He has stressed and has passed a number of different initiatives to change the way New Jersey does drug treatment, handles nonviolent drug offenders, and it was something that was heavily emphasized again in today's speech, and it's been something, you know, his image was created for many by the Bridgegate scandal, and he's effectively used this issue to sort of soften his image and connect with voters.
John Reitmeier from NJ Spotlight, thank you very much for joining us on Newsworks tonight.
You're welcome. My pleasure.